Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bob McClain. Here we go. Fourth and final hour getting underway here on Hump Day. It's the bonus hour, the Bobby Mac Show. Remarkably similar to the preceding three in one respect. Let's do that. Grab the phone. Use the Ingalls Advantage talk line number, 800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number, 71307. And my email address, bob@1063.com. So Pelosi and Adam Bullshit and nattering Nabob Nadler can talk all they want to about their ongoing impeachment inquiry. There is nothing official about this. If you're going to follow the Constitution, well, there's a radical suggestion in itself for the Democrats that control the House. You go to the floor of the House, you have the members vote. Are we going to have an impeachment inquiry or not? Well, Pelosi knows that she has a substantial number of her Democrat brethren in the House who are representing more, moderate counties in blue states, people that won in 2016, but are also in a county that was carried in the presidential election that year by Donald Trump. And a lot of her members are saying, look, you know, we're just about a year away from an election, and you want me to vote on impeaching the president and then go back and try and sell that in my district? I don't think so. This story from TheHill.com. Speaker Pelosi said yesterday she will not stage a vote on the House floor to officially launch an impeachment inquiry into President Trump. This thing wouldn't have any legs at all were it not for the members of the lamestream media who continue to push rather than news, BS, propagandize rather than report. The decision came after Democrat leaders returning to Washington following a two-week recess had reached out to members of their diverse caucus to gauge the party's support for having a vote. After back-to-back meetings with party leaders and then the full caucus, Pelosi announced no such vote would take place. Democrat aides emphasized, however, that the process remains fluid and that Pelosi may reverse course and stage such a vote at any point in the future. There's no requirement that we have a vote, and so at this time we will not be having a vote. Nancy, there is a requirement that you have a vote if you're going to have a real impeachment process. But if you're going to have this bogus impeachment inquiry, which doesn't have any validity to it at all, then, you know, you just go right ahead with what you're doing. Now, in the wake of this, and I think they're certainly doing the right thing here, Rudy Giuliani and others are telling Pelosi and Schiff and Nadler, who have issued subpoenas for them, to take their subpoenas and stick it where the sun don't shine. The White House, the Pentagon, and President Trump's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, all now refusing to comply with House Democrats' impeachment inquiry subpoenas, escalating the fight between the administration and Democrat lawmakers. What they're not going to tell you, what the propagandists in the media are not going to tell you, is that these subpoenas carry no weight whatsoever. This is not an official impeachment investigation. If the House had voted and the members said, yeah, we want to proceed with this, then their subpoenas would actually have some weight. As it is now, their so-called subpoenas are nothing more than a letter requesting, because they can't demand. All they can do is request that they attend. Democrats had set a deadline of yesterday for Defense Secretary Mark Esper, Giuliani, and the White House Office of OMB, that's Management and Budget, that would be Mulvaney, to turn over documents related to Ukraine. Three House Democrat committees also requested Vice President Pence hand over documents by yesterday, though no subpoena had been issued. See, they make it sound like these are real subpoenas that have real weight. The refusals from top administration officials were unsurprising after the White House counsel's office sent a letter to the top Democrats last week making clear that the administration would refuse to cooperate with the impeachment inquiry, as they should. This is just another fishing expedition on the part of all these people. Let's see what we can dig up. Yeah, let's get Trump's tax records. How come Pelosi doesn't release her tax record? She and Schiff are so anxious to see tax records, why don't they release their own? Matthew Morgan, counsel to the president, wrote in a letter to the three committee chairmen that Pence would not comply with their request, citing the lack of a vote establishing formal procedures for the impeachment inquiry and questioning the fairness of the process. Well, there is no fairness. They're conducting all this Star Chamber stuff in a basement, in the dark, not allowing attorneys for the president to be present while these people are testifying. Instead, they prefer to do all this on the down low, as they say, and continue to leak whatever damaging stuff they get or can make up as a result of these people that are testifying. So, you know, this is just more of the same. And it's all kabuki theater. All that's missing is the white makeup, because there is no official, formal, constitutional impeachment inquiry. And I'll give Pelosi credit for being clever enough to come up with this, because on the one hand, with the assistance of the lamestream media, they can leak whatever they want to try and damage the president, essentially without consequence, because they are not following the Constitution and what they should do if they really intended to impeach the president. Pelosi knows that any vote in the Senate is not going to impeach President Trump over a phone call with the president of Ukraine trying to get to the bottom of corruption, legitimate corruption accusations against Biden and his kid, Hunter. He's a winner. You see the interview that this guy did? You think that Burisma, this energy company in Ukraine, you think they would have hired you if you weren't Joe Biden's kid? Well, I don't know. Nah, probably not. What a genius this guy is. Daddy pulls strings for Hunter to get a commission in the Navy when he's past the age. I think he was 41 when this happened. So Daddy gets him a commission in the Navy, and he lasts a month before he blows a positive for cocaine on a drug test, and he's bounced out of the Navy. Talk about a loser. Jeez. It's truly, truly incredible. But as long as they keep up this steady drumbeat, as long as the media keeps up the litany of, oh, yeah, Trump is guilty. Yeah, there was a quid pro quo. Well, no, there wasn't. Well, we dropped the quid pro quo part. We forgot about that part. But Trump is guilty of something. Yeah, he's guilty of being elected president by the American people, much to the chagrin of Pelosi and Bullschiff and Nadler and all the rest of them. And they can't stand it. Well, here's a little missive for all of these clever but stupid Democrats on the hill. Get your crying towels out again and keep them handy because you're going to need them again in 2020. What's that Trump hat? Like a MAGA hat I saw the other day? You know, red, like the usual MAGA baseball cap, only this one said, make them cry again. 16 after 6 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Take a quick break here and right back with more as we cruise along here on Wednesday. Boneheads in the News is on the way.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained?
Well, I certainly hope so. Entertained and informed along the way as well. 6:22 here on the Bobby Mack Show and the bonus hour on Hump Day. To the phones we go. Let's head to Simpsonville next. Bring in Kevin here on the show. Hi, Kevin, and welcome to the program.
Hey, Bobby Mack. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
How you doing?
So far, so good.
Good deal. I was listening to what you said about that poor little girl who did the gun finger and got a felony charge or potential felony charge.
Stunning.
Yeah, I got thinking, I said, that we might want to watch out, kind of a little public service announcement here, because if you're mad in traffic and get somebody old middle finger, are you going to get charged with felony sexual assault? Instead of what it means.
Apparently in Kansas you could be.
Yeah, and then if I did it when I was a kid. I don't know about you, but play cowboy and Indians. I mean, you're going to be charged with.
Nope. Can't do that.
Can't do that.
No, it's
going to be genocide.
Not only would you be brandishing an imaginary weapon, but that would also, Kevin, be cultural appropriation. And we can't have
genocide. But and the last thing I got to ask you, you mentioned this. I just want to know if you're in the Brotherhood, even though you can't talk about what you did.
Right.
You talked earlier about going out the back of a Chinook. Is that a personal experience? Are you airborne also, or?
I'm going to have to decline to answer on that one.
Okay, well, you still keep me in line for your tell-all book whenever you decide to write it. I will pre-order. I'll up it. Instead of just one, I'll pre-order a dozen of them.
Hey, wait. I'm sorry, but Ann and I get the first two copies.
Oh, I don't mind. He don't have to sign mine. He can just initial it. It'd be good enough for me.
Let me answer. I don't want to be specific about a Chinook or a type of aircraft, but I can't answer you to this degree, Kevin. I have had nothing but air under my feet before.
Airborne all the way. And thank you for your service, sir.
Appreciate the call, Kevin. Thank you very much. I appreciate your listening. And that ground comes up awfully quickly. All right, here we go. Time for today's edition. Let's see. Let me get set up here. I believe I'm also. Yeah, here we go. Time for today's edition of
Boneheads in the News.
Yes, here we go with Boneheads for Hump Day. I don't know if you've seen this. The video has gone viral. Little kid was petting a fake spider that was part of a store's Halloween display. And when he touched it, it sprang forward. And when it did, it scared him. But he immediately leaped into action, started punching and grabbing it. This is what it sounded like.
Okay, Charlie. Charlie, it's okay. It's okay. Okay, Charlie.
He's slugging away at it. I believe that may have been a moment from the childhood of Jack Reacher. I'm not sure. Speaking of spiders, a mom pranked her teenage son. His lazy bum was laying around in bed by putting one of those giant fake spiders on the bed while he was sleeping. Then she wakes him up, and when he wakes up, he turns into a little girl.
You're going to wake up, baby, it's 10 o'clock.
Yeah. Make coffee.
I'll make you one now. Look at this.
Told you. Yeah. Sounds like a little girl. Meantime, Tampa, Florida. Does this qualify for our Tampa, our Florida man story for the day? I guess it does. Some idiot near Tampa kept calling 911. He had a complaint. His roommate had stolen $20 worth of his marijuana.
The guy's calling in saying his roommate stole his weed, $20 worth, and he's upset. So he keeps calling 911. So I got to give him a call to tell him to stop calling about his weed. Going back to the guy calling in to report his drugs stolen, I called him to let him know not to call the sheriff's office and report his drugs. And he started to freak out a little bit on the phone and then hung up on me shortly after.
303-303-303. By the way, medical marijuana is now legal in Florida, but it hasn't been decriminalized. The guy could have been charged with felony stupidity, I guess, but he wasn't even arrested. Meantime, a farm in Michigan robbed of almost 400 pumpkins in a matter of hours. That doesn't even include what's been taken from the actual pumpkin patch. They're worried the number could double after they're able to make a full count. Yeah, Halloween is right around the corner.
Just shocking. Every single pumpkin was taken out of there. The police have never heard of this. The insurance have never heard of this. Mind-boggling to think how it can be taken that fast. I couldn't do it that quick. It wasn't just two guys in a little truck. I thought, you moved the pumpkins, and I thought, you moved the pumpkins. Our people lost sleep because they don't see it as a pumpkin. They see it as all their efforts.
Yeah, well, industrial strength, pumpkin theft. 400 of them in a matter of hours? Meantime, we go across the pond to Scotland, where a mom posted video of her 9-year-old son. Got to give him marks for creativity. And needed some help with his math homework? Well, here's one way to do it. Just ask Alexa.
Alexa, 6 multiplied by 6. 6
times 6 is 36.
What is going on here? No, that is not how you do homework.
Alexa, 4 multiplied by 4.
4 times 4 is 16.
You do realize you'll be doing all this again yourself.
He obviously didn't know his mom was there in the room. Boy, this kid's a math genius. Look at him knock out the... Yeah, all right. Finally, a reporter for Seattle's Q13 Fox News was reading off the school district lunch menu for the day, but it didn't quite come out completely right when she was talking about the marinara.
Lunch in the Seattle School District, teriyaki chicken with rice bowl or turkey sub sandwich. And Ken, it's the Mozzie Dunkers and marijuana. No. Marinara.
Very interesting day at school today.
Our chicken burger and everything rockin' ravioli. Yeah, you'll be rocking with garlic toast and a Tacoma bean and cheese chalupa with Mexican rice. Have a great day at school, kids.
Yeah. Have a high old time at school today, kids, with that marijuana on your lunch menu.
Boneheads in the news.
Wow, that's it for today. 6:29 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Annie is ready to go in the news center. I'm right back on the other side here on Hump Day.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business.
From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Oh my goodness. This is shocking. Stunning. Pelosi and Schumer say that the president had a meltdown in their meeting at the White House today. Yeah, I would have a meltdown if Pelosi was in my office as well. holy cow, this is nuts. Here is the report from Fox News. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, and House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer, he's another good little commie, by the way, announced at a news conference outside the White House today that they had just walked out of a meeting with President Trump on Syria policy after he apparently called Pelosi either a third-rate politician or a third-grade politician. And angrily suggested the Democrats probably appreciated communist Islamic State terrorists in the Middle East. Well, they certainly want to let enough of them in through our southern border. Pelosi said, "What we witnessed on the part of the president was a meltdown," sad to say. What else are these people? Look, why does Trump even bother to invite him to the White House? All they do 24/7, 365 is trying to destroy him. And he tries to work with him and bring him to the White House, and what do? They immediately go outside and stage this whole big, their latest dog and pony show, which the media laps up with a spoon. Later at the Capitol, Pelosi said, "I pray for the president all the time, and I tell him that. I pray for his safety and that." Yeah, okay, sure, Nancy. Now we have to pray for his health because this was a very serious meltdown on the part of the president. So I guess what? Now we're back to the 25th Amendment? Pelosi and Schumer and Steny Hoyer. What kind of name is Steny? Anyway, you ever know anybody named Steny? Oh, well. So they're going to, you know, get a big play in the media. Trump is losing it. He's not fit for the office of president. We have to implement the 25th Amendment and remove him from office, blah, blah, blah. A senior Democratic aide. How come we don't hear from any Republican aides in the White House in this story? A senior Democratic aide told Fox News that Trump began the meeting, ostensibly called by the White House, by remarking that someone wanted this meeting, so I agreed to it. Trump also reportedly told Pelosi, I hate ISIS more than you do, prompting Pelosi to respond, "You don't know that." Trump also remarked to the senior source, "President Obama drew a red line in the sand in Syria. In my opinion, you're a third-grade politician." Schumer told reporters he heard Trump use the term third-rate politician. Pelosi, for her part, reminded Trump that the House had recently overwhelmingly voted to condemn his Syrian policy. Of course they do. We got an election coming up. The source told Fox News that Trump made a big show of a pointed letter he sent last week to Turkey's president, but the Democrats were unimpressed as the letter was sent after Trump effectively greenlit Turkey's invasion of Syria and apparently had no effect on curbing Turkish aggression. As the Democrats walked out, Trump reportedly said, "I'll see you at the polls." You know, he just, unlike the hapless George W. Bush, who would let these people say or do anything, and I guess felt it was beneath the dignity of the office of president to respond to him, Trump is not gonna take this stuff. You know, you strike out at him, he's gonna counterpunch. In on the text line, Bobby, does the Greenville City Council mean by more affordable housing, more Section 8 housing? I have not seen a description of what the affordable housing would be, so it probably would not be fair of me to try and qualify it at this point. But when they say affordable housing, you know what they mean, right? Bobby, a lady I once dated had a son who is a paratrooper with the 82nd Airborne. All Americans, airborne all the way. He also had a serious case of arachnophobia, a fear of spiders, right? On his first trip to the sandbox, that would be the Middle East, his first look at a camel spider cost him to lock and load on a bug. Yeah, works on snakes, too, by the way. Yeah, you ever see one of those bad boys? They're not called a camel spider for nothing, okay? Bob, my grandchildren go to a private Christian school. The children there are normal. The teachers are not sent into heart failure if somebody goes pow, pow, pow with their finger or talks about going hunting. Dr. James Dobson, the well-known child psychologist, said at least 25 years ago, parents need to pull their kids from public school. I hope we haven't gone too far. From Donna at Table Rock. I have those fears as well. Bob, that little kid and the spider, perfect example of fight or flight. Awesome. Yeah. In one of Lee Child's books about Jack Reacher, one of his short stories, I believe it was, about Reacher, he and his brother are at the movies on Saturday morning, and it was a horror movie, and some monster leaps out, and instantaneously Reacher, as a, like a six-year-old kid, reaches into his pocket and pulls out his pocket knife and is going for the screen. That's why I said it reminded, I think the kid's name was Jack Reacher. Bobby, flipping the bird in traffic, that falls under animal cruelty. Go Army. Trent in Fountain Inn. Thank you, Trent. Bobby, why are people jumping out of perfectly good airplanes? My exact question. You know, engine failure? Mechanical problems? Lubricant leak? No. Flaps don't work? Gear won't come down? Uh-uh. Absolutely nothing wrong with the aircraft. Out you go. 6:46 here on the Bobby Mac Show. 14 before 7. Be right back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, Dan.
Welcome back. Great to have you along. 6:51, 9 before 7 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Well, this answers the question that I had posed. Anybody ever heard of the name Stinney? Bobby Mack, Stinney is the love child of Ren and Stimpy. Okay. That explains that. Thank you for that explanation. I was wondering about that. Probably kept me up all night. Bobby, I once was asked by one of the U.S. Army's Black Dagger parachute members if I'd ever jumped out of an airplane. I told him there's no good reason to jump out of a perfectly good airplane. He responded to me, there's no such thing as a perfectly good airplane. That's a great answer. I love that. Bobby, I was at the small arms repair facility across the street from the jump towers at Benning. We would laugh while eating lunch as the jump masters would weed out recruits by dropping the dummy. Yeah, that that would be the opposite of incentivizing people, right? That would kind of, do I really want to be here? As we wrap things up here in the closing minutes on Hump Day, this from Fox News. Do President Trump's policies make me look fat? That's the sort of question some black women may be asking themselves, a Rutgers University professor suggested during a recent appearance on Oprah. Although more accurately, the problem may be the stress and anxiety caused by the policies than the policies themselves. Brittany Cooper, who teaches what else? Gender studies at the New Jersey-based university, that is Rutgers, said in a recent episode of Black Women Own the Conversation, research shows black women lose weight more slowly than white women, and the Trump presidency may be making the situation worse, the professor said. We are living in the Trump era, and look, those policies kill our people. Huh? You can't get access to good health care, good insurance. And you're blaming Donald Trump for that, professor? Where were you when Obamacare passed without one Republican vote? Increased stress could be changing black women's metabolism to the point where it becomes more difficult to shed extra pounds. This is the kind of idiocy that parents are paying good money to have poured into the mush-like brains of their kids at Rutgers. How about this genius? Get this guy. A grade school teacher in southern England was fired after she reportedly told her Jewish students she would ship them off to the gas chambers if they did not finish their homework. May have not been the best choice of words. The unidentified teacher was fired Friday, not a moment too soon, just a day after she reportedly made the remark to her students at Newberry's Primary School in Hertfordshire. I think that's near an SAS base, if memory serves. Anyway, the teacher was in class with more than two dozen 10-year-olds, 11 of whom are Jewish, when she reportedly said, "You better finish off your work quick or I'll ship you off to the gas chambers." Nice. One of the students in the class purportedly challenged the remark by the teacher, who said she was joking. Yeah, like Dr. Frankenstein. Should people know a joke when you hear one? And apologized. Parents told the Mail Online, that's the London Daily Mail, that she asked the students not to tell anyone about her remark. Well, sorry, lady, but, you know, it's out of your mouth and the kids heard it. It's a little late to drag that cartoon balloon back inside your mouth. Students naturally informed their parents. It quickly spread to school groups before reaching administrators at the school, some parents threatening to withdraw their children unless the teacher was dismissed. The school's Board of Governors held an emergency meeting Thursday night, and the teacher was fired the next day. A spokesperson for the school confirmed the incident, saying they were made aware of the racist comment enacted immediately. An unnamed parent praised the school's quick action, saying they made it clear they wanted to deal with the situation without delay. Whew. Wow. Yeah, that's somebody that needs to be teaching. All right. Holy cow. Got to wrap things up for today. We are out of time already. We have zipped through the Hump Day edition. Thanks so much for being along. On the way next, the great one, Mark Levin, as we switch to the underground command post underneath the brick and steel of a nondescript, well, you know. Have a great evening. See you tomorrow. God bless.
That's it, man. Game over, man. It's game over.
Well, kids, that's our show for today. And now, in the words of Mr. Cole Porter, every time we say goodbye, goodbye.
You say goodbye.
What?
And I say hello.
Hello. I must be going. I must be going.
So long, farewell, our feet are saying goodbye. I leave and heave a sigh and say goodbye.
Goodbye to you.
I'll be back.
Goodbye to you.
Goodbye.
Concludes our broadcast day.
Goodbye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.